At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You ready to check your feelings at the door?
Check it out. Check it out.
This is Am I Reister or Am I Wrong? We're bringing you facts and only the truth. Now, Am I Reister or Am I Wrong?
Put your listening ears on and open up your third eye because we got to talk about Kyrie Irving in an honest way that a lot of people really don't want to talk about because they don't want to be called defending Kyrie Irving. Well, if you've been living under a rock, you may or may not be surprised that Kyrie Irving is not playing basketball right now, again, for reasons that don't amount to anything to have to do with basketball, and again, unpaid. Life's three guarantees: death, taxes, and Kyrie Irving being so talented that he then gets bored with basketball and engages in things that begin to cause him not to be able to use his gift. But I think we're all being a little too hard on Kyrie, don't you? And if you don't, just stick with me for a couple minutes and see if you can put yourself in Kyrie Irving's shoes just for a moment, which technically you can't even do right now since Nike is ending their relationship with him. But I digress. I don't want to relitigate anything in Kyrie's past comments about the earth being flat or that the employer mandated vaccination was the world's greatest oppression. But I do have to mention those things in order to establish two other things. Number one, none of the strange stuff that Kyrie has ever said for and made news for it have been his own original ideas. They all came from somewhere else other than inside of his own head. And number two, you don't accidentally stumble upon endorsing alternative ideas. You have to be actively searching for them. Kyrie is a searcher, And this time, the thing that he has found has people accusing him of being an anti-Semite. He posted a link to the film Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America, a movie that Ronald Dalton Jr. fashioned after his own book under the same name. And the movie was on Amazon, and Irving didn't provide any commentary about how he felt about the film, which is an important point. The main idea presented in the film, which includes an easily verifiably false quote from none other than Adolf Hitler and the batshit crazy claim that the Holocaust was exaggerated 20 times over, is that black people in America have been lied to about their lineage as African slaves and are in fact kidnapped Hebrews. Now, the idea that dark-skinned people in America can be traced back to lost Hebrew lineage is not a new idea. There are families 6 or 7 generations deep in the black Hebrew Israelite movement. Shit, it's not even a black idea. The next time you're hanging out with your Latter-day Saint friend, ask them what a Lamanite is. You'll find out that nearly 2% of the entire U.S. population believes that Native Americans are also Hebrews. And Kyrie is an enrolled member of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. So chances are there are a lot more white people that believe Kyrie Irving is a Jew than there are black people. But back to my point. Every black family in America has at least one member of the family or at least a family friend that might not call themselves a black Hebrew Israelite, but they certainly have what I'm going to call Hotep theology. And if you're a white person watching this, let me make this relatable. You know that uncle that you have that resembles the Randy Quaid character from Independence Day? Well, we have our own version of that same uncle. And Hotep theology, while it can be harmful, usually comes from well-meaning people that just want to participate in a pride-filled heritage and have a connection to where they come from. They're searchers, or at least they were before they became militantly attached to their ideas. And that brings me back to Kyrie Irving, the searcher. Born in Australia, his mother, who was mixed race, passed away when he was 4. He was raised going to Catholic school in a family full of world-class athletes, of which he ended up being the best. His stepmother is a strong black executive businesswoman in a world with far too few of those. And despite her not being with his father anymore, he still made her his agent. And Kyrie was brought up in such unusual circumstances that he was never going to be what anybody would consider as normal. And not only was he cut off from his mother tragically, but he is also a black man in America. And you talk to a white person about where they come from, and I'm not talking about the ones that are super into genealogy and can trace back every ancestor 15 generations deep. Just think of a friend, call them up, and ask if they know anything about their heritage. They'll probably say something like, my dad's Irish Catholic and my mom's family goes back to Sicily, which sounds Italian, but it really ain't. Imagine knowing where you come from, much less how you got here, and that history includes free people, perhaps oppressed, but likely free, making the decision to come here, unlike Kyrie's folks. Maybe you take that simple knowledge of being able to trace a thread backwards for granted. The truth is, I'm not saying this to make anybody feel guilty, but most black people in America, the overwhelming majority of us, can't even trace back our family histories to a forced arrival, because for generations and generations, black offspring were passed around by their owners like Panini Select trading cards. And sure, there are some property records, but it's not like there's a Carfax for slavery. And the truth is, America created people like Kyrie a long time ago when it cut off an entire group of people from its history for the sake of capital gains. Now, some of the things that Kyrie is searching for cannot be found. Like, there is no history for it. So when people come along to tell him, and people like him, that they're more than just a product of the America South need for cheap labor, that they're not only special, but chosen and connected to a greater story, it feels real good. Now, is Kyrie Irving really the monster that we've been made him out to be or wanting to believe that he is? Should he have shared that video, that film, without context? Absolutely not. And should somebody in Kyrie's life be working diligently with him on media literacy? Hell yeah. But is Kyrie Irving one of the most charitable athletes in the world? Yes. He's donated more to progressive causes than most liberals will make in 3 lifetimes. an anti-Semite? Is he an anti-Semite because he thinks he's got Hebrew heritage? No. And if you put yourself in his shoes, you know that he's hearing the question, are you an anti-Semite, as do you hate yourself? Hence why he said, if I know where I come from, then how can I be anti-Semitic? And if we know one thing about Kyrie Irving, it's that he likes Kyrie Irving at least enough to be constantly asking the question, who the hell is Kyrie Irving? Look, you may disagree with the take that we're being too harsh on Kyrie. And I get the dangers of the ideas that Kyrie is endorsing by sharing the film without context. History, though, has taught us to stand on guard for language that delegitimizes or villainizes the Jews, because when we haven't, the results have been one of history's greatest stains. But hopefully you can digest the idea that Kyrie means well and is simply on a quest to piece together his place on Earth, which he recently figured out was round. Maybe what I said today here helped reshape your view of Kyrie Irving. And if that's the case, you have more in common with Kyrie than you thought. You both can be influenced by videos on the internet. Let that sink in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.